said Rincewind. "But you don't sink on ice." "No, you tip up and then you sink, and then the ice hits you on the head. Also, killer whales and great big seals with teeth like this."
"This is off the wall, I know," said the bursar brightly.
"What is?" said the lecturer in recent runes.
"A hook for hanging pictures on."
There was a brief embarrassed silence.
"Good Lord, is that the time already?"
said the Arch-Chancellor, taking out his watch. "Ah, so it is. The bottle's in your left-hand pocket, old chap. Take three."
"No, magic is the only way," said Ponder Stibbons. "It worked when we brought him here, didn't it?"
"Oh, yes," said Rincewind. "Just send me thousands of miles with my pants on fire and you don't even know where I'll land. Oh, yes, that's ideal, that is."
"Good," said Ridcully, a man impervious to sarcasm. "It's a big continent. We can't possibly miss it, even with Mr. Stibbons' precise calculations."
"Supposing I end up crushed in the middle of a mountain," said Rincewind.
"Can't. The rock'll be brought back here when we do the spell," said Ponder, who hadn't liked the crack about his maths.
"So I'll still be in the middle of a mountain, but in a me-shaped hole," said Rincewind.
"Oh, good. Instant fossil."
"Don't worry," said Ridcully. "It's just a matter of thingamy. You know, all that stuff about three right angles making a triangle."
"Is it possible you're talking about geometry?" said Rincewind, eyeing the door.
"That kind of thing, yes. And you'll have your amazing luggage item. Why, it'll practically be a holiday. It'll be easy. They probably just want to ask you something. Or something. And I hear you've got a talent for languages, so no problem there."
This at least was true. Rincewind could scream for mercy in 19 languages, and just scream in another 44. This is important. Inexperienced travellers might think that "arg" is universal. But in Betrobi it means highly enjoyable. And in Hawanderland it means variously, "I would like to eat your foot," "your wife is a big hippo," and "hello, thinks Mr. Purple Cat." One particular tribe has a fearsome reputation for cruelty merely because prisoners appear to them to be shouting, "Quick, extra boiling oil."
"You'll probably be away for a couple of hours at the most. Why do you keep saying, huh, under your breath?"
"Was I?"
"And everyone'll be so grateful if you come back."
Rincewind looked around, and in one case up, at the council.
"How will I get back?" he said.
"Same way you went. We'll find you and bring you out. With surgical precision."
Rincewind groaned. He knew what surgical precision meant in Ankh-Morpork. It meant to within an inch or two, accompanied by a lot of screaming, and then they pour hot tar on you just where your leg was. But if you put aside for the moment the certainty that something would definitely go horribly wrong, it looked foolproof. The trouble was that wizards were such ingenious fools.
"And then I can have my old job back?"
"Oh, certainly."
"And officially call myself a wizard?"
"Of course, with any kind of spelling."
"And never have to go anywhere again as long as I live?"
"Fine. We'll actually ban you leaving the premises if you like."
"And a new hat?"
"What?"
A new hat. This one's practically headed."
"Two new hats."
"Sequins?"
"Of course. And those, you know, like glass chandelier things. Lots of those all around the brim, as many as you like. And we'll spell wizard with three Zs."
Rincewind sighed.
"Oh, all right, I'll do it."
Ponder's genius found itself rather cramped when it came to explaining things to people, and this was the case now, as the wizards foregathered to kick some serious magic.
"Ah, yes, but you see, Arch-Chancellor, he's being sent to the opposite side of the disk, you see."
Ridcully sighed.
"It's spinning, isn't it?" he said. "We're all going the same way. It stands to reason. If people are going the other way just because they're on the counterweight continent, we'd crash into them once a year. I mean, twice." Yes, they're spinning the same way, of course,